Shame on You, written by Amy Haydenrich and read by Tamsin Kennard.
Prologue. McDonald's is an unholy mess of drunks at this time of night. A bunch of lads scoff fries as they whoop over a video clip on one of their phones. Some porcelain dolls touch up their lipstick while quickly getting rid of their Big Mac packaging, hoping nobody noticed how much they ate. Then one interrupts the application of her red lipstick to reach for her iPhone. She holds up the camera and films the young woman running towards the counter. Although partially obscured by other customers, something about her hair, her stance, the way she moves, suggests that something is about to happen. As the girl shifts into focus, red lipstick bleats in gleeful recognition. This is no ordinary woman, but the face of healthy, organic, gluten-free eating. The girl who cured herself from cancer and posts pictures of salads and smoothies every day. The girl who just put Oprah on a new diet. A girl who definitely does not belong in McDonald's. Is she here on a secret burger binge? Is she covering her face to avoid recognition? Either way, it must be recorded, saved and used as currency somewhere. The girl falls to her knees a few steps in, prostrating right in front of the queue. Customers turn as one, eyes narrowed, annoyed at the craziness that has somehow blown inside. A security guard thunders towards her, his ketchup-stained tie flapping over his shoulder.
"Excuse me, miss! Excuse me! You can't..."
The girl rears up like a snake. A dark, throttled scream curls the fat off the walls. She removes her hands from her face. Her palms are red. Dark, warlike gashes on her cheeks, blood pouring now, soaking her neck, her shirt. As one shaking phone calls an ambulance, the others rise, silent, unblinking, capturing the writhing human form before them. This moment, so uncomfortable, so striking, had to be recorded. Chapter 1. Holly.
"You'll kill yourself if you keep doing that."
Holly creaks her head upwards, shifting her gaze from her iPhone to the striking stranger grinning down at her. She can feel the urgency of the likes and comments collecting on her latest Instagram post, prickling up her arms. But she resists the urge to look down. The shock of sandy hair against wide green eyes demands her attention. He gestures to the stethoscope dangling from his top pocket.
"Trust me, I'm a doctor."
The trace of an accent curls around his words. A real Londoner would never just walk up to someone they didn't know. "Do you always give out random medical advice to strangers in Starbucks?" He laughs, pulls out the chair next to her, removes his overcoat. Burberry, she notices, clearly new, and takes a seat.
"No, only the beautiful ones nursing an obvious neck spasm."
Game on. He's definitely flirting. Besides, he's right. She hasn't been able to turn her head either left or right for weeks. They clutch their coffees in silence, and he draws in a deep breath. She braces herself for the inevitable awkward moment when he shoehorns into the conversation how he knows her from Instagram. The air always shifts when this happens. A pregnant pause as the other person gathers their courage. If he's discreet, he'll tell her he loves her photos. Or, disappointingly, he may reveal that his girlfriend is a huge fan of her recipes, and could she please sign a copy of her latest recipe book, Holly's Home-Cooked Health? Fans would be surprised to know the despair that beats through her as they coo over her long blonde hair. They'd be bewildered if they could feel the panic grinding her teeth as she poses for a selfie. All they see online is the confident Holly, the likeable Holly, the perfect Holly.